was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday Weather. What's your weather tomorrow? We've reported on the stubborn cold out west and the milder air for the eastern half of the country. Even record-setting warmth. Well, that now changes for next week and almost returns to normal. That means really cold this morning. Dangerous wind chills for the upper Midwest. Almost normal. That means heavy lake effect snow finally ending in the northeast. Almost normal. And that means some freezing for the southern tier of states. Again, almost normal. And it's almost normal with another Pacific front sweeping across the country this week, adding clouds later today west of the divide. Yep, it's likely to be much colder for your weather tomorrow. At least it will be dry. But wait a minute, being dry, that's not almost normal. So you're set with your local forecast coming up, but when will it get warmer? Lots of people already asking that question, and we've got the answers coming up. Got any questions? Email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
When Grandma is in an argument with her HOA about her condo being infested with rabid squirrels, that's just insane enough to qualify for Florida Stories. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Why won't
this
play?
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
That's weird. Why am I having trouble with this? I never have trouble with this. Let's work together and solve this.
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Jim Ferretti, KUFO, Portland. What else do you need to know?
Let me try that again.
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Jim Ferretti, KUFO, Portland. What else do you need to know?
All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. There's nothing else live on a Sunday night. It's an embarrassment to American radio that I'm it. I'm all there is. It's an embarrassment. But you know what's a bigger embarrassment? Is that even if there was something else live, it would do two things. It would either scream at the Democrats or it'd go on and on about Bitcoin. And by the way, I've heard a lot of silence from the Bitcoin people. Have you noticed there's been a lot of silence from the Bitcoin people? Oh my God, I can't even imagine. Imagine being like Canadian and you invested in Bitcoin and then the guy dies and there was no way to get to it. Oh my gosh. Well, this is a very special Sterling on Sunday. It's a very special Sterling on Sunday because we have one goal.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke, and this is the Restore Confidence edition of Sterling on Sunday.
Well, it's just amazing. I've done this show for years and years and years. It's the fastest growing show in network radio. We're on 6 50,000 watt clear channel stations. I'm very proud of what we do. I can't believe the luck I have to have James Montag save my freaking butt tonight. He's our sound engineer, our producer, and he saved my butt tonight with something I can't even begin to describe. But the result is that I did a show last week that I'm not proud of. I'm not proud of the show I did last week, and you know why? It's because I prepared wrong. I made the worst assumption possible. I figured that the abdication of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle would be a huge subject, that you'd want to talk about it. And therefore, I did something I never do, which is I said, you know, we'll just talk about that for 3 hours. Like, what was I thinking? You ready? I'm going to tell you a secret that other hosts will not tell you because they don't have the guts. I will tell you that nobody called about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry abdicating. No one. This week, I have prepared correctly. And I said, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to prepare for 3 hours? What do I do? Well, I'm going to tell you a secret, a radio secret. Just like in your business, there are cheat sheets in radio. That's right. There are companies that put out story ideas, topic ideas for radio hosts like me. They're called show prep sheets, but let's you and I call them cheat sheets, and I hope I don't mispronounce that at any time, because humorless FCC corporate lawyers will come down. Here's the deal. I went and I looked at a cheat sheet sent to me by a great program director in Kansas City. I'm not sure if he wants me to give his name. And he great program director and a great friend of the show. This is what the cheat sheet says. It says, here are the stories on one day. They do them for each day, one a day, okay? You can get one for Wednesdays, Thursdays, Friday. You know the days of the week. That was a song. Here are the stories on this cheat sheet. Ready? Listen to me. Oh, we should have some appropriate music. Here we go. Why is it slow? Why isn't that answer? That's weird. All right, here we go. New York man claims he was fired for showing manager video of employees mishandling food. And then the Red Sox part ways in a Major League Baseball cheating scandal. And Pete Rose, a pinnacle of ethics, supports Major League Baseball's decision on Astros cheating scandal, but wonders if players should be punished. And a Florida woman shoplifts bomb ingredients at the Walmart and then tries to blow up the store. The new Burger King. Prince Harry is offered fast food job after stepping back from royal duties. Yeah, Burger King offered him the job. And then it turns out a shocking number of Americans worry about being judged for their activewear when exercising. And a Kansas man asks a judge to let him engage in sword fight with ex-wife. Well, now we have an update on the first story, from Jerry DiCarano. Do you have an update on this first story, which is about a New York man claims he was fired for showing his manager a video of employees mishandling food? Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Walt. Happy New Year, and thanks for having me.
Much louder, Jerry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's like the 60s. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is kind of a flimsy story. I'm a little surprised that it made it into the national spotlight, but I think it did because it's about a whistleblower, and nothing will get you 15 minutes of fame faster nowadays than claiming to be a persecuted whistleblower, which is what we have here. Now, this story takes place in the winter wonderland known as Syracuse, New York, where we went to college and almost froze to death for 4 years. But that's not important because the story took place indoors in a pizza restaurant, and I'm going to refer to the main players as employer number one and employee number one and employee number two. Employee number one was handling some uncooked chicken wings, and he dropped the box of chicken wings on the floor of the kitchen and proceeded to pick up the dirty chicken wings and put them back in the box, and he said that he was going to rinse them off, and we can infer from that that he was going to then cook them and sell them to customers. Well, how do we know that this happened? We know it happened because employee number two, who I don't think was too bright, Walter, this guy made a videotape of employee number one picking up the chicken from the floor of the kitchen and putting it back in the box. Then employee number two, the videographer, went to the manager or owner of the restaurant and said, look what employee number one did. Isn't he a bad person? And then employee number two, the videographer, says that he was fired for being a whistleblower. But I got to tell you, I don't buy it. Here's what I think happened, and this is pure speculation on my part. I'm making it up, but that's okay because I'm a fiction writer and I'm allowed to do things like that. Here's what I think happened. I think after the whistleblower showed the videotape to the manager said two things. First of all, he said, people, listen up. Sometimes we get busy, sometimes we make mistakes. If you drop food on the floor, it's going to happen sometimes. Throw it out. You cannot serve it to customers. Number two, we are not here to take videos. We are here to work. We are especially not here to take videos of unfortunate incidents that take place in the kitchen. So therefore, Mr. Videographer, Mr. Whistleblower, I would appreciate it very much if you would delete that file immediately. The rest of the world doesn't know need to know what happened. And I think the whistleblower then said, well, forget that. And he went into the bathroom or the parking lot or went home and uploaded the video anyway. And it's my guess that the manager or owner then found out about that, naturally, and fired the guy.
Yeah,
and I think that's what really happened.
Jerry, first of all, excellent report. Thank you very much. I agree with Jerry DiCarano. The real problem was that this guy made a video of anything rather than doing his job. This was an insane story. But again, I'm working off a cheat sheet for radio hosts. Every story on it is insane. And coming up, we're going to go over the astonishing morality of Pete Rose supporting Major League Baseball's decision on the Astros. Plus, this is a huge show. I've got the usual edition. I have drive-through brew for you. And we have Florida stories. That's all of that. And you, coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
You're home alone, and it's late at night, and you hear something outside the door, down the hall of the apartment, outside in the backyard, a sound you don't recognize, and it's scary. You're a little afraid to get up and open the door. You're even afraid to open the curtain. There is a solution. Now you can see whatever is going on through your Blink security camera. Over a million Blink customers use their cameras in really smart ways, like helping to protect deliveries till they get home or to sleep better. When traveling, knowing your Blink cameras are helping keep your family safe. Well, how about alerting you when the kids get home from school? Now you know when they get home. Or sending a Blink camera to your grandparents to help keep them safe. Blink indoor-outdoor cameras are motion-activated. These are strong, sturdy cameras. They are waterproof. And when they detect something, you get an alert on your Blink smartphone app with a video clip. And the Blink XT2 comes with a two-way talk feature that lets you speak to the person from your smartphone. Hello, who's out there with my garbage cans? Don't go after my garbage cans. I use it outside my laundry room studio door. No, really, to talk to my kids so they don't come in. No, don't come in here with your laundry now. I'm making a network show. It's an amazing system. These are wire-free. They set up fast. They're not hooked up to some central system. They're hooked up to your phone, wireless. And they're $79.99. What did I say there? $79.99. So where do you think you need a Blink camera? Visit blinkprotect.com/Walter. That's blinkprotect.com/Walter. They're also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa. You have pain in your neck, in your fingers, in your feet. I finally got sick of it, and I went looking online for products that would get rid of my pain, and I found CBD products. CBD products are made from the hemp plant. They are legal. You don't need a prescription, and they work. Now, I learned that where you get your CBD products matters. I get mine from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. I put it on my thumbs, which always ache me. And you know what happened? The pain went away instantly. It might not be instantly for you, but it was instantly for me. CBDistillery.com.
In the promo code, put Walter for 20% off. Put Walter for 20% off.
Get your products from CBDistillery.com.
22 past the hour. It's just you and me. We're alone in our media room, our car, our 18-wheeler. You're driving an 18-wheeler. You have to pay those damn tolls. I can't believe the tolls that they charge trucks versus cars. You know, if you drive from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, which I don't recommend, on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, you're going to pay $50 in a four-wheeler. If you're in an 18-wheeler, you're going to pay $1,000. That's what I said, $1,000. It is criminal what truck drivers are charged for tolls. It is criminal how much extra attention truck drivers get from the police. And, you know, it's a dilemma for me because I have tremendous respect for the police, but I have tremendous respect for truck drivers. And, man, I can't believe what you guys go through. Absolutely incredible to me. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and you and I are live on a Sunday night. Hi, Frank Cohn, Ken Forms, Ken Brandenburg, my buddy, Jennifer Hayden, Georgianne Brown, Sarah Abraham Dunford, Jim Garducci, Frank Canal, Ann Knupp, Nate Tester. Hey, Nate, hi. Neil Paul, listen, next week, all things being equal, I'm going to be in Philadelphia. I'm going to do the show from the studios of WPHT, and I'm endlessly grateful to Entercom Communications and WPHT for allowing us to do the show through WPHT with great, great people like David Fester, and James Montag, and Dave Scalish, and Frank Canal. Thank you all for making this show possible. But I think next week they're going to be in a new facility, and that will enable me to do the show from a new facility. And we'll do a run-through and make sure everything works. I think that'll be fun. Will that be fun for everybody, or will it just be terror? If I buy enough food, will that solve the problem? Now, if you're in Philadelphia and you listen on WPHT or anywhere in the area, if you would like to visit the show, if you would like to come and visit the show and see how we do the show, I have no problems with that. Why don't you send me a note to Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, waltermsterling@gmail.com, and I'll figure out some way to get you in there. Now, we've got big stuff. If you are a Midnight Misfit, I hope you have a Midnight Misfit membership card. The way you get it for free. You get it for free at waltermsterling.com. waltermsterling.com. You can print it out, and you get it for free right now. Right now, that's what I said. Because every week, I give out a secret message. A message that can only be decoded on your Midnight Misfit membership card. Here is this week's secret message. Are you ready? Are you ready? The number 2, U, 9, Z, K, 7, 7, U, N, O. You can translate that on your Midnight Misfit membership card. The number 2, the letter U, 9, Z, K, 7, 7, U, N, O. That's your Midnight Misfit secret message. No, you don't have to have, it's not going to say drink Ovaltine. It's not going to say drink Ovaltine, I promise.
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Jim Ferretti, KUFO, Portland. What else do you need to know?
I don't know if that was the right time to tell me. Here we go. Now, last week when I did the show, hold on. Where's that sheet? Hold on. What do you think? I'm organized? Don't be ridiculous. Here we go. Last week when I did the show, I made a terrible mistake. I did not have the right material. I figured everybody'd be interested in the abdication of Prince Harry. that everybody be interested in the abdication of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and that would be enough, and that we could talk about that for 3 hours. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I wrong. Oh, my gosh. And therefore, this week I said, you know, I'm gonna pull together a lot of stories, have a lot of information. We're going to have the amazing production of The Usual Edition. Plus, we're going to get an update from the drive-through brew. Have you ever been through a drive-through brew where you drive in your car into a garage and people put things in your trunk? All sorts of trouble with that scenario. Well, we've got an update from the drive-through brew, plus Florida stories, everybody's favorite Florida stories. Well, there's a thing in radio called a cheat sheet. Every day, a couple different companies, many companies actually, put out a sheet that enable hosts like me to look at different stories that we might not have seen and go, you know, that's a really interesting story. And I thought, you know, this week I need to use a cheat sheet, which is not the sort of thing I usually do. And a friend of mine sent the cheat sheet, and I'm looking at this cheat sheet. This is one day of stories from last week. And I'm looking at it like, oh, we have to do all of these stories. This is insane. Here's the story. We covered the first one. A New York man claims he was fired for showing manager a video of employees mishandling food. And then the Red Sox part ways with Alex Cora in the Major League Baseball cheating scandal. But the real story is Pete Rose supports Major League Baseball's decision on Astros cheating scandal. Pete Rose supported the decision. That was very surprising.
In the 1980s, I hope he goes to the 90s or the 2000s or 2012, 13, 14, 15. So, you know, because I'm a pretty clean-cut guy.
Pete Rose saying that he's a pretty clean-cut guy. Why
back
do
in
I
the 1980s, I hope he goes to the 90s or the 2000s or 2012, 13, 14, 15. So, you know, because I'm a pretty clean-cut guy.
And then we have the story of the new Burger King. Prince Harry has been offered a job at the fast food company after stepping back from his royal duties. But don't you love that Pete Rose has condoned Major League Baseball's decision on the alleged cheating scandal of the Houston Astros. It seems to be okay with Pete Rose. He sanctions it. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Winter is returning for most areas this week, knowing that we've already had heavy snow out west and the heavy lake effect snow bands for the Great Lakes. But this time, the cooler air will feel very cold, especially to parts of the south. New Pacific system comes ashore later tonight, spreading inland Tuesday over the Pacific Northwest, while deep Gulf moisture will be drawn northward over the southern plains. By Wednesday, rain over East Texas, ice Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, snow Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. By Thursday, rain expands into the Mid-South, snow into the Great Lakes, but it's moving very slowly. And by Friday, rains for the Carolina coast, ice Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, snow wrapping around back to the plains. Winter's impact mid to late week. And if you've got business travel plans, you'll want to pay extra attention to your local forecast. Make sure you have a trusted source for info. And you can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
When grandma is in an argument with her HOA about her condo being infested with rabid squirrels, that's just insane enough to qualify for Florida Stories. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke, and this is the Restore Confidence edition of Sterling on Sunday.
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Jim Ferretti, KUFO, Portland. What else do you need to know?
Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice in exchange for winning a prize announcement.
Well, she came into New York last weekend.
Yeah.
And she went to a yoga place called Moto Yoga, uh-huh. Which is my yoga place.
And if you can guess who that is, you win a prize announcement. Plus, you win a candle that's called Smells Like My Vagina. This is a hot item. Gwyneth Paltrow sells it on her website Goop, and it's sold out for months. Smells Like My Vagina, hot candle on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop website. That's what you'll win if you guess the mystery voice. This is the mystery voice.
Well, she came into New York last weekend,
yeah,
and she went to a yoga place called Modo Yoga, uh-huh, which is my yoga place.
Must tell you, we are streaming tonight on Facebook. Velo Hul, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Are you excited about the fact that I am streaming on Facebook?
It is the best news that I have heard today.
And so that means it's a very slow day, kind of a depressing day for you. Is that correct?
No, I've had the best day a man could ever have. Except, well, of course, for how baseball all of a sudden thinks of themselves as some sort of moral arbiters.
All right, well, let's get an update from you about the Alex Cora Red Sox story, which was available on our cheat sheet.
Yes, and let me tell you something.
Do you have an update, Velo?
Yes, I certainly do. Alex Cora fired for, quote-unquote, doing what every baseball manager of all time has done, tried to steal the signs between the batters and the pitchers. And guess what happened? They fired him for it like it was some sort of a bad deal. The manager in Houston and the general manager in Houston also got fired as baseball goes out and tries to punish people for doing what they've always done.
Always.
Stole signs.
Not only always, but when I played baseball miserably as a kid, hated every second, we were taught to pay attention and to try to learn what the catcher and the batter are communicating to each other. It wasn't viewed as cheating. It was viewed as playing the game.
Exactly correct. And in Houston, how it worked was this, is that, well, they were surreptitiously, of course, taping, and they had video cameras all over the place. And when they picked up a certain cues, someone in the back of the stadium would be beating on a trash can, a metal trash can, and giving extra clues to say, hey, a slider's coming next.
Brilliant. That's, to me, they were doing their job.
That's correct. Now, here's the deal, is that, yeah, okay, it broke some rules. And guess what? It was already against the rules to steal signs in the first place. Oh, we don't want electronics equipment. Well, you're on TV. You're on radio. You've been using electronics forever in baseball.
Well, I'll tell you what's so pathetic about me, because I know less than nothing about sports except for Trevor Lawrence. Except for Trevor Lawrence, I know nothing about sports. And because I'm so pathetic, I swear to you, Velo, I swear to you, when the story broke and it said they were stealing signs in Houston, I thought it was like that warm beer guy who stole a sign in North Korea. I thought it was like some advertising sign he's been stealing signs. I'm like, really? Do the Red Sox need a sign? Do the Houston Astros need a sign? I was very confused. Now, this guy, this whatever his name is, he gets a job at the Red Sox. He hasn't even started, and he was already fired. How do you feel about that?
No. Alex Cora had already won a World Series, apparently using the same type of methods. The coach of the New York Mets, the hapless New York Mets, Carlos Beltran, didn't coach one game. He was hired because he was at Houston, and you know Houston was having all this success, and he was a former player for the Mets, etc. And he was fired before coaching one game.
Wow, how do you
now,
feel?
Now here's the question I have: if baseball, yes, is so concerned with morality, they should be taking away the championships from the Red Sox and the Astros and giving them to the runner-up teams.
Odds of this happening?
I think they have to. I mean, my God, Pete Rose has been banned for baseball for life, you know, for making a couple of bets. Well, he wasn't hurting the game. These people were, quote-unquote, hurting the game, supposedly, to them. Again, stealing signs is perfectly normal, and that's what they all try to do. And guess what? if this is so bad, if this is so horrible, people are getting fired, they're getting fined, there's suspensions, you know what? Take away their championships.
Take away their bonuses. That should do it.
Yeah, bonuses as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Velo Houle, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you so much. I appreciate your support and help. That's more big news. All right, coming up, we have more stories that are fascinating. A Florida woman shoplifts bomb ingredients at Walmart and tries to blow up the store. And then the new Burger King. Is it Prince Harry has been offered a fast food job after stepping back from the royal duties? Then a shocking number of Americans worry about what? About being judged for their active wear when exercises. I'm exercising. You know, I never get through a whole sentence, do I? You know, Sterling, you're going to stay on Sunday nights forever. There's Dee Wells, John Kelly, Rosemary Furlong. Hi, Rosemary. Thanks for watching us on the stream. Marion Jewel Riley, who is the most beautiful name in the world. Rebecca Canner, Ron Layton, Jennifer Hayden, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. I hope you got your secret message number. If you want to get a Dakota card, all you have to do is go to Walter M. Sterling and print it out and download it. We don't mail them out anymore because it was just a pain in the butt. Ken Brandenburg, thank you. Edie Valdez, I have the best listeners in the world. I am so grateful for every single second that I get to spend with you. We have a great time on Sunday nights, don't we? Now, coming up, I'm going to share with you the moment when I'd like to see some Sterling snaps. We've got the usual edition. We have the drive-through brew, the shocking discoveries made in the drive-through brew, and our first Florida story. That's coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. You know who's taking advantage of you? If you own a business, when you have somebody working for you that says, you know, I'm just going to go to the post office and get some stamps. I'll be right back. And then they come back 2 hours later and they say, oh, gee, the line was very long. You paid them for that time. You paid them for their time to go to the post office. Meanwhile, they were playing post office. It's time to put an end to that nonsense. You can get every postage stamp and all of your postal needs in your office. In your office. Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Stamps.com gives you all the services of the U.S. Post Office without paying an employee to go there and stand in line. Yeah, sure. Go to Stamps.com. Find out about it. Enter the promo code Walter. You get a free postage scale. Stamps.com. Well, he's not such a bad guy. That's why you married him. Your husband, your significant other, whatever you want to call it in these modern times, is a man who loves you, and you love him. And, of course, the greatest expression of love is to make love whenever you feel like it. Sometimes that's challenging, but it doesn't have to be. For Him sells the little blue pill in generic form, which means it's affordable. It's the form that's affordable. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Find out about information on getting a prescription for the little blue pill. And then they mail it to you in a nice package to whatever address you want, wherever you want. Then the two of you can sneak off to a hotel, take the pill, have a great evening. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription for the little blue pill is only available through a conversation with a doctor who will determine whether or not the pill is right for him.
I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we go to Haines City, Florida. It's in the Tampa area. And in a condo, squirrels got through a hole in the perimeter, and then they managed to break into several condos, ransacking the place. The TV station was going through, showing how they chewed up furniture, and they pooped everywhere, and they were eating out the trash. And they really ransacked a couple apartments pretty good. But I just sat through an argument where a lady saying the HOA has to pay for her new chair, and the HOA saying we're only responsible for the damage caused in the common areas, and these people are arguing over squirrels. Just patch the hole, buy yourself a new chair, shut up. It sounds so stupid, and it is. It is so stupid. So I thought it was perfect for Florida Stories. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Vero Beach, Florida. 29-year-old Florida man on his bicycle, stopped by cops. They didn't say why in the story here. But he consents to a search, And under his hat is a piece of cellophane that comes from a cigarette package. But in that, it's a little bit of white powder. The cops say, what is that? 29-year-old Florida man says, it's definitely not cocaine. So cops test the powdery substance real quick, and guess what it was? That's right. It was cocaine. He says, that's not mine. They said, what's not yours? He said, the stuff that's definitely not cocaine. I don't think it worked. Not exactly Robert Shapiro, is he?
Hold my beer.
For this Florida story, it's not the headline that cracks me up. It's the little piddly detail at the end of the story that I'm going to share with you. This story is about the Florida Fire Frogs. They are going to play at the Atlanta Braves Northport facility this summer for the Florida Minor League Baseball League. But in the last paragraph of the story, check this out. It's hard to see how the Fire Frogs will do much better than they did in 2019, where they averaged only 327 fans per game. The club's total attendance of 19,615 was one of the worst attendance figures of the 21st century in minor league baseball. If you want the absolute worst in minor league baseball, you go to Florida. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I have a great gift for you. James Parker is going to be live with us coming up at 5 minutes past the hour. 5 minutes past the hour, a live report, because a Florida woman shoplifted bomb ingredients from Walmart. And then she tried to blow up the store. James Parker had to come on live to discuss this astonishing story, because today, tonight, we're working off a radio host cheat sheet. Believe it or not, when you listen to the hosts that you love on morning zoos throughout America, they don't have all those ideas. They got to fill 4 or 5 hours a morning. That 20, 25 hours a week, that's an insane amount of work. Those people who did sitcoms on TV, they have to do 11 hours a year. A person on a sitcom does 11 hours a year, and they have 11 or 12 or 13 writers. And then they're handed a script, and they say, memorize this. They do nothing. They have the easiest job in the world. Whereas a talk show host or morning show host, we have to make all this up, you know, out of our butts. We just make it up. And I thought, you know what, this week I'm not going to make the mistake I made last week. Last week I chose one topic, and I did it for 3 hours. I will never do that again. This week I said, I'm going to use the cheat sheets that are provided for hosts. And then I looked down one day's cheat sheet, and I couldn't believe the stories. One day. New York man claims he was fired for showing manager video of employees mishandling food. Alex Cora and Red Sox part ways amid Major League Baseball scandal. Pete Rose supports Major League Baseball's decision on Astros cheating scandal. A Florida woman shoplifts bomb ingredients at Walmart. The new Burger King, is it Prince Harry? Annie Witter will have an update on that. And then a shocking number of Americans worry about being judged for their activewear when exercising. And a Kansas man, asks judge to let him engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife. That's one day of stories. I'm like, that's all we're going to do. We're just going to go down those stories. We will have whip-around coverage. Our key contributors will share with us about these stories. I was blown away. Hello, Hector from Camden, New Jersey, the heaven of the Northeast. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Hector.
Right. Okay, yeah, thank you very much. I have to disagree with Pete Rose, because a former Yankee pitcher, Jack McDowell, he blew the whistle on Tony La Russa, the Hall of Fame manager that won the World Series with the A's 1989, the Earthquake Series, and then with the St. Louis Cardinals. He had a system of stealing the signs using electronic equipment. And when he was with the White Sox, where he had a light at the Gatorade sign out on left field, rigged to a monitor in the manager's office. And what La Russa would do, he would have the pitcher for the next day sit there in the manager's office staring at that monitor and relay the sign to the hitter by pushing a button. Then the light would light up. I can only imagine, I can only speculate that he was using Morse code, maybe, you know, fastball, FST or something like that. But they, so the only difference that I, if it, this story is true, the only difference that I see between Tony La Russa and Alex Cora is that, you know, Alex Cora didn't plug all the leaks. There was a whistleblower that blew the whistle on him, but because nobody blew the whistle on Tony La Russa, so he's Pete Rose kind of guy, I suppose, a clean-cut kind of guy like Pete Rose.
Well, as we learn, Pete Rose is a clean-cut kind of guy.
In the 1980s. I hope he was in the 90s or the 2000s or 2012, 13, 14, 15. So, you know, because I'm a pretty clean-cut guy.
He's a pretty clean-cut guy, Hector.
Well, so is Tony La Russa, I suppose.
I suppose.
Back in the 1980s. I hope he goes to the 90s or the 2000s or 2012, 13, 14, 15. So, you know, because I'm a pretty clean-cut guy.
By the way, I know Pete. I worked with Pete for a couple months. I consulted. He used to have a talk show. And I learned something really interesting about Pete. I don't know anything about baseball. And he didn't know anything about radio. So we got along great. But here's what I got to see. He was managing a business at the time. And I got to see him manage about 50 people. And I saw why he had been the manager of the Cincinnati Reds. He is a gifted manager. He knew how to talk to each of those employees in a way that they would do anything for Pete. And my personal opinion about him cheating and baseball and the Hall of Fame, I could care less. Cheat all you want. It's a stupid game. Let me get this straight. This is about catching a ball and hitting it with a stick. Who cares? If it's that important to you, cheat away. Have a good time. I don't care. Do you want to guess the mystery voice actor?
That would have to be Madonna, because she does a lot of...
You haven't heard the voice.
She came into New York last weekend, and she went to a yoga place called Modo Yoga, which is my yoga place.
For a prize announcement, who do you think that is, Hector in Camden?
Madonna.
No. Thank you for your call. But I'm glad he said Madonna. And the reason I'm glad he said Madonna... is because it is a popular figure who's not a politician, and she's not dead. You know, we had a streak for about 2 weeks of people going, is it Doris Day? And then the other calls would be, is it AOC? I'm like, what's AOC? Is that a gas additive? What are you talking about? No, so thank you. It is never a politician, and it's never anybody who's dead. I hope that clears some things up for you. It wasn't Madonna, but we're getting close. We're dealing with someone who's alive in this century and not a politician. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is my recovery show. Because last week, I wasn't real proud of that show, but this week, this is a great show. And you can see it live streamed. Go to Facebook, go to Walter M. Sterling. You can see a live video stream, Sterling, on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? We've reported on the stubborn cold out west and the milder air for the eastern half of the country. Even record-setting warmth. Well, that now changes for next week and almost returns to normal. That means really cold this morning. Dangerous wind chills for the upper Midwest. Almost normal. That means heavy lake effect snow finally ending in the Northeast. Almost normal. And that means some freezing for the southern tier of states. Again, almost normal. And it's almost normal with another Pacific front sweeping across the country this week, adding clouds later today west of the divide. Yep, it's likely to be much colder for your weather tomorrow. At least it will be dry. But wait a minute, being dry, that's not almost normal. So you're set with your local forecast coming up, but when will it get warmer? Lots of people already asking that question, and we've got the answers coming up. Got any questions? Email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
It's bad enough when the associate pastor at your church gets caught up in an online sex sting. What's absolutely insane is that's not the worst thing he's done. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Oh my gosh, we're live at 7 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Last week I did an incredibly average show. I wasn't very proud of it. and as one of the major executives in the history of radio, but no longer, thank God, I'm hyper aware of when it's going well and not going well. And I thought, you know, this week I have to do a great show because Bill White listens. And I have to do a superior show for Bill White. And radio, Real Talk 910 in San Francisco carries our show, and I'm very proud of that. And Dan Gaffney in Delaware carries our show, and these are big guys. Therefore, I thought, you know what I'm going to do this week? I'm going to get all the help I can, and I'm going to use a radio talk show host cheat sheet. That's right. Just like you have cheat sheets in your job, there are cheat sheets for talk show hosts and morning zoo meisters. I went and I looked at one of these cheat sheets, and I was shocked at what the stories were on just one day last week. Let me share them with you. And then I looked at these stories, and I said, you know what? We're going to do all of these stories, and I will have expert help. I will have some of the best broadcasters in the business cover these with me. And we will use appropriate sound effects and actualities to beef up the sound. Rights free, boys. Rights free. A New York man claims he was fired for showing manager video of employees mishandling food. Then Alex Cora and the Red Sox part ways amid the Major League Baseball cheating scandal. Pete Rose, a beacon of morality, supports Major League Baseball's decision on the Astros cheating scandal. But he wonders if players should be punished, yeah. A Florida woman shoplifts bomb ingredients at Walmart, and she tries to blow up the store. The new Burger King. Is it Prince Harry? He's been offered a fast food job after stepping back from his royal duties. Turns out a shocking number of Americans worry about being judged for their active wear while exercising. And a Kansas man asks the judge to let him engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife. Oh my gosh. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. I'm live. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice and win a prize announcement. Oh, and I can't forget, we are live streaming video. This show is being streamed live on Facebook, live stream video. And you get to see my new microphone, an RCA 77DX. Radio geeks, you know what that means, don't you? An RCA 77DX. What could be possibly better? It means I've reached nirvana. Hey, William, listening on WSB in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's nice to be speaking with you. I was calling in regards to the food preparation incident with the video and the chicken on the floor. Yes. And it's just absolutely surprising to me just how you always have to be concerned about food preparation, or it's always something that keeps on coming back up. I actually used to know someone that worked in pest management in New York that would talk to me about the things that he would see when he'd go in, especially working with restaurants and even whether it be rodents, essentially.
Hey, all over the this country. Is... Wait. Whoa, William, this is a really good call. Right now you sound great, and then you fade out, and then you sound great, and then you fade out. I need to be able to hear you, William. I appreciate what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to see if I can make it better. Is this any better?
This is perfect.
Okay. It's just surprising how food preparation is a big concern or a constant concern, because I used to have a friend even that was in pest management in New York, where he would talk to me about when he would go in and work with restaurants, where when he'd come in at night, there'd be rodents all over the counters and in the sinks and stuff like that. And then he'd be leaving just minutes before the store or the restaurant opened, and people would be going in there to eat, and there'd just be a matter of minutes between the two kind of thing. So it's just absolutely horrendous as far as, you know, the quality of food preparation, the care that people take in regards to essentially separating those issues or those factors.
Well, so the message here, my friend, is only go into the store after it's been open like a half an hour. Then everything's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, William, do you want to guess the mystery voice for a chance to win a prize announcement?
Yes.
Well, she came into New York last weekend.
Yeah.
And she went to a yoga place called Modo Yoga,
uh-huh.
which is my yoga place.
All right, William, and WSB in Atlanta, who do you think that is?
Would that happen to be Sarah Neufeld?
Sarah Nico. It's
no,
not.
Neufeld.
It's not, but I appreciate the call. I appreciate you. Would you like to guess the play the high-low game? He hung up. All right, well, we're going to give you options. You can guess the mystery voice or play the high-low game. Or, if you're really skilled, we'll let you play hit the vocal. Play a hit song. See if you can hit the vocal. I'm Walter M. Sterling. What does that mean? It means that it's Sunday night. I am not on during the week. I don't know why. Perhaps you know why I'm not on during the week. Is it because I don't scream at the Democrats? Is that why? I can scream at the Democrats pretty damn good. What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of? All right, we're going to have fun. We have got the usual edition, Drive-Through Brew. We have another Florida Stories, plus these amazing stories we're covering, which is includes the new Burger King. Is that mean? Oh, the news. The new Burger King. Are they going to give Prince Harry a job at Burger King because he's already almost a king? And then it turns out a shocking number of Americans worry about being judged for their activewear when exercising. And a Kansas man asks the judge to let him engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Today, I feel lighter than I felt yesterday. That's because the big pain that I had, no, not my significant other, the big pain that I had in my thumbs and in my feet is gone. And that's thanks to CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com is a company dedicated to making CBD products. They don't make anything else. They have salves, sticks, oils in any strength you can imagine. Take a look at their website, CB Distillery. What are CBD products? I will tell you. They are products distilled from the hemp plant. And you don't need a prescription. They're perfectly legal. They remove pain and suffering from our bodies. I got it because I'm like, I'm tired of my thumbs hurting. I'm tired of my feet hurting. And I looked for a product online that would remove that pain. And I found CBD oil salve. I put the salve on my thumbs and the pain didn't go away. It didn't go away in an hour, a half hour, a day. It didn't go away that fast. It went away the second I put it on. It might work differently for you, but that was my experience. Where you get your CBD products matters. I get mine from CBDistillery.com. The discount you get is 20% if you enter the promo code Walter. What I didn't realize was that CBD products come in a vast array of forms. Oils, salves, sticks, like, you know, a stick, you just rub it on your where your pain is, and the pain goes away instantly. These products are not addictive. They're not, they're completely legal. You don't need a doctor for them. What they've done is they've distilled the best essence of the hemp plant and put it into products that you and I need to remove our pain. CBDistillery.com. In the promo code, put Walter for 20% off. Put Walter for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Hey, where do you need a Blink security camera? Over a million Blink customers use their cameras in really smart ways, like helping protect deliveries till they get home, or to sleep better when traveling, knowing your Blink cameras are helping keep the family safe. How about alerting you when the kids get home from school? Or sending a Blink camera to grandparents to help them stay safe? Blink indoor-outdoor cameras are motion-activated. When they detect something, you get an alert on your Blink smartphone app.
with a video clip. And the Blink XT2 two-way talk feature lets you speak to the person from your smartphone.
Get away from there. Get away from there.
Their wire-free, setup-fast system started just $79.99. So where do you need a Blink camera? Visit blinkprotect.com/Walter. blinkprotect.com/Walter. Also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is our Repair the Damage show. I did a show last week that wasn't great, and it's because I relied on one subject for the whole 3 hours. That was crazy. I thought that you and I could talk about the abdication of Prince Harry for 3 hours. That turned out not to be the case. This week, I have gone to a radio host cheat sheet and gotten many, many stories to work with and invite our contributors for whip-around coverage. Plus, I have the usual edition. Plus, I have the inside drama of life in the drive-through brew, which is, to me, the most amazing business and the most American business there is, the drive-through brew. You think they have drive-through brews in France? You think they have them in Spain? I don't think so. You think you go to the Côte d'Azur and there's a drive-through brew? No, I promise you there's not. But this Burger King story, this is a doozy. This is some doozy. Here's the story. The new Burger King, is that going to be Prince Harry? He was offered a fast food job after stepping back from his royal duties. Burger King has offered him a fast food job. Annie Witter, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. I am astonished at the Brexit story. I mean, I'm astonished at the abdication story. Can't get over this story. How do you feel?
I think most people are completely shocked by it, and everyone's left wondering, what are Harry and Meghan going to do for a living? Now, Burger King, as you said, has offered him a job, obviously, in just a PR ploy. We're all talking about it, so it worked. But it's a real question. And from my research, what I'm finding is that Harry is looking up towards like people like Barack Obama and how they dealt post-presidency with book deals and documentaries and speaking engagements so that he would be able to support himself and his family. Meghan Markle also signed a voiceover deal with Disney and Disney Plus, in that she'll be doing the voiceover for a documentary about elephants, and she'll be donating whatever she makes from that to a fund for elephants.
Well, I have a theory about all this. Here's my theory. See how you feel about this. The person who has the answer to all of these mysteries is the one person who hasn't dared say one word. It's the person who I believe has the answer, and I believe, in my opinion, may be complicit in this event, which is, like a soap opera, her first husband. Now, her first husband looks like the right husband. He's really handsome, and he's a Hollywood producer and director. Successful one. Sandra Bullock movies. Successful ones. And I find it astonishing that we haven't heard a peep from him. Now, there's more. The other thing, please note that right at the moment of their separation and divorce, Meghan and her ex-husband were working on a project. No kidding. The project was for Fox, and the project was a sitcom about a family that had kids. They got a divorce, and one of them went and married a royal. And they had to co-parent with a commoner and a royal. I'm like, what? And it gets better. We haven't heard from him. And in any soap opera, I see that he may be involved in this in some way.
That is a very interesting fan theory, Walter. Now you got my wheels turning. You know, I don't know, because upon stepping down and being stripped of their titles, His Royal Highness and Her Royal Highness, they continue to uphold the values and the virtues that are a part of the monarchy that come with the just their position and status. I mean, you could take away any title you want, but you can't take away your DNA and who you are. You know, he's still Princess Diana's son. He's still the son of the future king. So to potentially start another sitcom based loosely on what I do not see that happening. No way. They have, however, trademarked and branded Sussex Royal. So you could potentially be seeing them doing some products or different endeavors in it using that trademark.
But don't you think that having annoyed a 98-year-old woman is not a good way to make you appear to be a valuable brand? Don't you think the way this has happened has damaged their, quote, brand?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only are they going to be backtracking and trying to rebuild what they, like, this image that they already had. Now, also, we don't get half of the tabloids that they have over there in the UK. They are absolutely brutal. Have you ever seen any of the covers?
I read them every day because they're online, The Sun and the Daily Mail. But I'm sorry. She's an actress. She has her own PR firm. She understands public relations just fine. And this is all he's known all his life. I don't think this is brutal to them at all.
Maybe I just think that it's worse than you think it is. One thing that is interesting, though, is that in their 2017 sit-down interview after they announced their engagement, one of the things that Harry said was that that the fact that Meghan will be really unbelievably good at the job as a part of royal life is a huge relief for me because she'll be able to deal with everything that comes with it. To then turn around and say, this just isn't working for me, this isn't the life that I thought it was going to be, and trying to hightail out of there, I see both sides of the story. There's a royal duty, you know. I mean, the queen didn't want to be queen, but there she is. She stepped up. And it was her duty. She didn't have a choice. So I'm sure that she's upset and almost insulted that they feel that they can just step away from it. And if they think that their life is going to be any easier in Canada or LA, they've got another thing coming.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, how many times, especially at the last election, did celebrities say, well, you know, and if this happens, we'll move to Canada? Really? Did you ever think that through, whether or not the Canadians want you? The Canadians have a say in this. The other thing is that there's one dirty word that's floating around this whole story, which is actress. She's an actress. And the worst thing that can happen to an actress is to not be able to act. And this is a role for which she did not have a part. And she was put on a stage that was much bigger than she would ever be. And when she realized that she could never be as big as the stage, she was like, I'm not going to be able to act. Actresses, as you know, they don't care about awards or money or how big the part is. They just want a part. And she was being denied acting.
I think that there was a lot of jealousy also on the part of Kate Middleton in all the attention that they were receiving, especially around the wedding and afterwards, because they were able to live a slightly more free life than Kate and Will. I wouldn't be surprised if that marginalized them a little bit in the hierarchy of things over there, you know, that they felt like that Harry and Meghan may have been taking too much of the spotlight.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had a bigger spotlight than them. Annie Witter, you've done terrific research. You're a great contributor to Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very much for being on the Giant Network radio show tonight. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Wait, what? Oh, everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice in exchange for a prize announcement. And if you don't want to play the mystery voice, you can do the high-low game. Why is it? Oh, I see. You know, I'm having so much trouble. I'm just having so much trouble. It's all my fault.
Well, she came into New York last weekend.
Yeah.
And she went to a yoga place called Modo Yoga, which is my yoga place.
My yoga place. I did yoga for about a year and a half. I never called it my yoga place. I called it a place to avoid. No matter what I did, I've felt the need to avoid it. All right, this is Sterling on Sunday. Are you having a good time? Is this a different kind of show? I hope so. Coming up, I've got great stories for you, plus the usual edition, which is our brutal parody of public radio. Brutal parody. That's coming up in just seconds. Plus, you and I will explore life inside the drive-through brew, the most uniquely American business there is. You drive in, they put beer in your trunk, no need to even look up. Oh my gosh, it's a fantasy come to life. Life at the drive-through brew. That's coming up just for you. My number is 888-688-WALT. Can't wait to talk to you about all of these fascinating, strange, and bizarre things. Sterling on Sunday.
This special edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by T.J. Lubinsky's concerts and those ceramic tiles you put your name on, make a donation, and then forget where yours is. Now, Zendaya Ashanti gives a private tour of Rachel Goldstein Shabazz's dressing room. Miss Shabazz is the stalwart host of The Usual Edition. People just like me to say stalwart.
Today, we explore the only dressing room in a radio station. It belongs to Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. Let's have an authentic look around. First, please enjoy this autographed mural of the entire Kennedy family. Oh, here's a bowl of Rachel's favorite snack, fig crackers coated in avocado paste. Next, we have the George Bush trash receptacle. And in this corner, a full-size bust of the secret president, Nancy Pelosi. Behind this old painting is a rare collectible, the Richard Nixon dumbwaiter. Our reporter Myron Cope from Kansas has a commentary on the geometry of Miss Shabazz's dressing room.
Oh my, yes, Miss Goldstein Shabazz's dressing room is feng shui compliant. It's made from the finest bamboo and shaped to her Myers-Briggs results. She's a graduate of Sarah Lawrence, if you know what I mean.
We are all celebrating the miracle of impeachment. Next week, a full report. Oh my, the joy. I'm Zendaya Ashanti. This is The Usual Edition on Sterling on Sunday.
Company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Jim Ferretti, KUFO, Portland. What else do you need to know?
All right, there's Judy, who lives in Dallas, who has a terrible joke for us every single week. Every week she has delivered. I have never been disappointed once in what Judy has delivered. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Judy.
Hello, how are you?
Judy, you know, you're an angel. You must have the biggest heart. You're so sweet. You communicate with me all week. And I just want you to know that I do appreciate your commitment and loyalty to the show.
Well, I do have a question. And I was just wondering, okay? So I worked, whenever I was a teenager, I had a job at Burger King. And I'm wondering, if I worked at Burger King, does that qualify me for royalty?
Yes.
So you're saying I can be a Queen Judy?
Yes, you are a queen, no doubt about it.
Well, then, I guess Burger King was a good job for me.
What do you have a joke for us tonight?
Are you ready for my joke?
I'm always ready for your joke, Judy.
Okay. What do you call a row of rabbits hopping backwards?
A row of rabbits hopping backwards. What do you call them, Judy?
A receding hairline.
WALT It's just astonishing how she manages to deliver week after week after week. What do we have here? Who do you want me to go to? Say it in my ear. Say it in my ear. This is too confusing. Mary. Mary, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Mary.
Hi, hello. From Creepy Town, calling in.
We're delighted to talk to you, Mary.
Okay. How are you today?
Hi. Well, Mary, I have diabetes. And this morning my number was 95. Therefore, I'm fine. But I do have flat feet, and I use CB distillery oil for my flat feet, which are always killing me, except when I use the CB distillery oil. Did you hear, Craig? I pronounced that correctly.
Okay. This is about the house that I bought. I didn't realize it. I moved in one cat, one dog, or I would have never bought the house. The attic, it had a dormer to the right and a dormer to the left, and I didn't know they could go back and forth under the floors. But squirrels, all squirrels in that front dormer, it was their house. They must have lived there before the house was built. And like the neighbor who fed all the wildlife, the wife would come out and feed them. She'd put the peanuts in her mouth, let the squirrel take them out. So they were trained squirrels. I went in to shut the light out. It had like a little pull, like a little piece of string. And I'd shut it off, and then I'm outside walking. I'm thinking, why's that light back on? It was like a game with them. They wanted that light on. I go in, shut it off. Oh, they do it again. Turn the light back on. They knew how to turn it on, right? One day I opened the door. They came at me like two huge ones. I slammed the door. But I feel sorry for them. I don't want to hurt anything.
WALT We have the best time. I love doing my show. Where's L? Is it L or Ellie from Philadelphia listening on WPHT? Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello, Walt. It's Ellen.
Ellen. Well, see, it's on my board. It says E-L-L-I-E. What would you say?
Well, he's pretty close. It's Ellen.
He's close enough. Ellen, I love Ellen's. Welcome to the Giant Show. Hi.
Oh, brother. Now I'm cooking and laughing my bottom off. You've got a fun show. And so I tune every Sunday night. And you're a good man most of the time. Oh, brother. Well,
Sterling on Sunday with Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-WALT, 43 past the hour. Coming up, we're going to cover this incredible story, which is that a shocking number of Americans worry about being judged for their activewear while exercising, not about their fat butts, not about their fat stomachs. No, they don't care about that. They worry about whether or not they're wearing the right activewear. We will cover this very important story with sound effects. And we will have Life in the Drive-Thru Brew and a Florida story and Lesbians in Space coming up in seconds on Sterling on Sunday. I love Stamps.com. I love Stamps.com because it is a service that enables me to get all of the services of the post office in my office. I've owned a small business for 30 years,
And whenever we've needed postage, it always seemed like a crazy waste of time to send somebody to the post office. Now I don't have to. Now I can print whatever postage I may need on my printer from my computer. Isn't that amazing? And they give you a postage scale, a real postage scale. That means that I don't have to guess how much the postage is, and I don't waste money on the wrong postage. It's a great service. It is clever how they've done it and really easy to use. Stamps.com. And now you get 20% off priority mail, a free postage scale, and 5 cents off each stamp by entering the promo code Walter. The promo code Walter at Stamps.com. Valentine's is coming up. What a great gift for you to give him for Valentine's. The Little Blue Pill. The Little Blue Pill is now available in generic form. What does that mean? It means it's affordable. And the best place to get the Little Blue Pill is from forhims.com. Enter promo code Walter. Forhims.com. Enter promo code Walter. Now, I can't tell you what the discount is. It's so good that they said you can't say it on the air. It's just for you. Go to forhims.com/Walter, and you'll find a number of items that you might really enjoy giving to him for Valentine's Day. forhims.com/Walter. The Little Blue Pill can only be prescribed after a conversation with a real doctor who will determine whether or not it's right for him.
Let's listen in on Manager Mel.
Now, Jake, you have been through sensitivity training, yet you remain an embarrassment.
But the women who come through the drive-thru always make me feel thirsty.
Let's see how you handle Mrs. Botch. Here she is now.
Oh, Jake, I want you to stuff my trunk with a small craft beer in a large kegger.
Mrs. Botch, you know I can do nothing in your trunk. I have been trained. I must be sensitive.
Well, that's better, Jake, but I am still worried about your Nickelodeon name. Come clean. Are you Sam or Cat?
Well, the trunk thickens. Next time, we go under the hood in Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. I'm Word Carr speaking.
Welcome, my Midnight Misfits, Irene Robertson, Ann Knupp, Nate Tester, Neil Paul, welcome, 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 Barrow Kravitz, I love you, D. Wells, John Kelly, John Harper, Phil Luker, Alan Shaw, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It's a giant radio show. It's a very important radio show because it's the only network radio show in America that, number one, is growing, and number two, doesn't scream at the Democrats. Really, can't we do better? Can't we come up with something better? I did in 1990. It was called New Jersey 101.5. We didn't scream at anybody. We just talked about daily life. The most listened to FM talk station in the world. Copy that. Why don't you copy that? It's a mystery to me. These things are mystifying to me. Did I digress? I thought so. Okay, listen. Last week, on Sterling on Sunday, which is the show you're listening to right now, I made a terrible mistake. I thought you would want to talk about the abdication of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, whoever that is, cable TV star, oxymoron, from their job of promoting royalty. They wanted to quit. I was astonished because it was an $8 or $9 million a year job, and it didn't seem like a lot of heavy lifting. Turns out, they felt it was a lot of heavy lifting. I thought, okay, we're going to talk about that for 3 hours. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Therefore, this week, I said, well, let's put as much as we can into a show. As much as we can into a show. And I thought, where can I find all the material possible? I know, you're not going to believe this, in radio. Talk show host, Morning Zoo Meisters, and guys like me have, cheat sheets where it gives us lots and lots of stories and audio and things that we can go to. For example, there was a cheat sheet last week that every story on it, I was like, I don't believe this.
including a New York man claims he was fired for showing a manager video of his employees mishandling food. He showed his boss a video of employees mishandling food.
So avoid drinking tap water. Any type of water that you're going to ingest or that's going to go into your mouth, you're going to want to make sure it's already been filtered or clean. You're going to want to invest in bottled water.
And then Pete Rose says, Major League Baseball was right in their decision on the Astros cheating scandal. But Pete Rose wonders if the players should be disciplined.
Back in the 1980s, I hope he goes to the 90s or the 2000s or 2012, 13, 14, 15. So, you know, because I'm a pretty clean-cut guy.
Pete Rose, a pretty clean-cut guy. And then the Walmart story. The Florida Walmart story. This is all on one day of a cheat sheet.
Walmart has just about everything, apparently enough to create a homemade explosive device. Deputies say 37-year-old Amy Stollard of Tampa was trying to build just that inside the Fletcher Avenue store.
Oh my gosh. And then coming up, we're going to talk about the phenomena that a shocking number of Americans worry about being judged for their activewear while they're exercising. They're not worried about being judged that they're incredibly fat. They're not worried about being judged that they look like idiots. No. They're worried about their activewear. And we're going to have Gary Arnell cover that coming up in just seconds. Plus, a Kansas man asks the judge to let him engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife.
A Kansas man has asked an Iowa judge to let him engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife and her attorney in a trial by combat that will settle their ongoing legal dispute.
And we'll discuss that. I'm Walter Sterling. We're having a good time tonight. Now it's time for the Sterling Snap. What does that mean? Whatever you're looking at right now, I'd like you to take a picture of it and send it to me. And then on Tuesday, we will put it on the Facebook page, the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Whatever you're looking at right now, take a picture. It's how you and I bond. Why? Because right now, I'm waving at you on the Facebook stream. We're engaging in a profound way that salespeople find very exciting. There we are. Hi. You can see me. I'd like to see what you're looking at. And unless you're driving, if you're driving, do not take a picture. When you pull over, when you get gas, I got to tell you, when you get gas, that's when you do it. Then you take that picture and send it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. I decided to make it as easy as I could. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Attention radio people, I'm using a new microphone. Can you hear the difference? It's an RCA 77DX. An RCA 77DX. Nobody uses these anymore, but this is in such good shape. It's so pristine that I got it blessed by the chief engineer. The chief engineer who wants nothing new. Don't put anything new online. This is barely holding up. We can barely hold it together as it is. But I put it online, and it's like, whoa, is this fun? Doesn't it sound cool? I think it sounds pretty cool. 888-688 WALT. Is Jimmy still on the line there, David? Jimmy in Fayetteville, Kansas. No, in, what is it, Pofferville, Kansas. You're in Kansas. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
No, you need to get off the speaker and talk right into the phone. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm off the speaker.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Just sitting here listening to the radio, and I think I got the answer to your mystery voice.
All right. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice. Here it is.
Well, she came into New York last weekend.
Yeah.
And she went to a yoga place called Modo Yoga,
uh-huh,
which is my yoga place.
Who do you think that is?
Alexandra Daddario.
Yes. Yes, it is. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Here we go. Ready? Two to tie, three to win. And I and the opposite shore shall be. Hey, Johnny Olsen's beautiful wife Penny said, quote, last night it was very hard to sleep. All night long, Johnny kept shouting, blank. You don't write. You're the only one that doesn't write. Everybody else does. Johnny Olsen's beautiful wife Penny said last night it was very hard to sleep because all night long, Johnny kept shouting, blank.
Johnny kept shouting.
Johnny Olsen.
No, that's Johnny Olsen.
The wife.
She couldn't sleep because he kept shouting blank.
Good
now,
question.
You write
like
down
that.
There what he was shouting all night long.
Congratulations.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather tomorrow? We've reported on the stubborn cold out west and the milder air for the eastern half of the country. Even record-setting warmth. Well, that now changes for next week and almost returns to normal. That means really cold this morning. Dangerous wind chills for the upper Midwest. Almost normal. That means heavy lake effect snow finally ending in the northeast. Almost normal. And that means some freezing for the southern tier of states. Again, almost normal. And it's almost normal with another Pacific front sweeping across the country this week, adding clouds later today west of the divide. Yep, it's likely to be much colder for your weather tomorrow. At least it will be dry. But wait a minute, being dry, that's not almost normal. So you're set with your local forecast coming up, but when will it get warmer? Lots of people already asking that question, and we've got the answers coming up. Got any questions? Email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, Sterling on Sunday. I love my Midnight Misfits. That's just you and me. It's you and me in the cab of the 18-wheeler, in the car. That's our media room. Our actual media room is the fact that I'm talking to you about 14 inches from your ear. I'm talking to this microphone about 14 inches from the microphone. It's a unique space. It's a remarkable amount of intimacy. And it's just us. Just us. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. All the people who hand out forms, they're gone. They want nothing to do with us. They go to sleep at 8:30. Well, you know, I want to be fully rested. They wake up at 4:30 to come up with new ways to torture you and me. It's a nightmare. My life is a nightmare. These are the people who put their forms on clipboards and carry them around all day. There's no reason for that, but they just do that because they could strike us with a form at any moment. There are three kinds of people in the world, my friend. There are people who make up forms. There are people who fill out forms. And there are us, people who say, oh, yeah, I got that form. I thought I sent it back to you already. Let me go through my desk, and I'll find it and send it to you later today. Liars. That's the other kind of people. Liars. My name is Walter Sterling. I am with you every Sunday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. East Coast time. And you may say, well, gee, he sounds kind of interesting. It's kind of an unusual show. Why isn't he on more? Yeah. Now, if you want to see what's going on, you can see me streamed right now on Facebook. Go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling, Facebook. You can see the video stream. Yes, the video stream. It's a sort of engagement that we're encouraged to do. Plus, I make a podcast. God help you if you're a broadcaster and you don't make a podcast. Because you want to make your audience as small as it possibly can be. That's why I make a podcast that 183 people listen to. Versus 830,000 people listening to on radio stations like KMOX, KDKA, KFBK, actual radio stations, Real Talk 910, oh my gosh, and WSB in Atlanta, and Spike Eskin's radio station, WPHT in Philadelphia, and the Three Daughters stations, who I love. Thank you, Gary Burns. This is how we salute our affiliates. We salute our affiliates.
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Jim Ferretti, KUFO, Portland.
We're doing...
What else do you need to know?
We're doing whip-around coverage of our big stories, a big coverage that we got off our cheat sheet, and we have Gary Arnell. Gary Arnell, online, on location. Now, Gary, let's see if you can guess who this is. Listen and see if you can guess who this is.
Yeah, but if I don't keep getting home, I'm going to be grounded until I'm in college.
Yeah, I better get going too, Liz.
Now, they're exercising, which is why I use that clip right now. Mm. I wonder if you can guess who that is. I'll give you another chance in a few moments, but share right. with us this shocking story that Americans worry about being judged for their activewear when exercising.
This is really an incredible story, although I have seen it, but I didn't realize, Walter, that it was to this extent. Americans miss over a third of their planned workouts, according to new research. The poll is called One Poll. It's pretty reputable. They interviewed about 2,000 Americans. They found that getting to the gym can be difficult. We all know that. You know, for me, it's either my head in a McDonald's or to the gym. I can't decide. And they're saying one of the big obstacles that gets in the way of you getting to the gym is activewear. What is it that you are wearing? Is it appropriate? Nearly every respondent, 92%, said they'd be more likely to hit the gym if they had the proper exercise wardrobe. They want it to be trendy. They want it to be functional. 70% say that others judge them for not dressing, and I quote here, Walter, fashionably when exercising. And there's a lot of other reasons, of course, why people don't exercise. They're not feeling up to it, work stress. 2 in 5 say they're too busy, no motivation, no discipline. But when I go to a gym, Walter, first of all, my motivation and my discipline has to be in place. Second of all, what am I wearing? I'm not conforming to this survey, all right? Maybe many people are, at least according to the survey. I wear a t-shirt. I don't try to wear a white t-shirt because I'm not in the best of shape yet, and if I sweat or perspire, the stuff that's coming through the I don't need the silhouette of my body. So I'll wear a colored t-shirt, and then I'll wear a pair of old-fashioned gym shorts that you have to tie. I don't care about fashion. Do I get an occasional look from these people who come in with the Nike and the Champion and the Adidas and Fabletics and Lululemon and all of these big brands out there? Yeah, I do. Like, what's he doing in his gym? He's too fat, and he's not dressing appropriately. Look, I got here, and I have a tip. I have a consumer tip for people who are looking for good athletic wear that is not going to cost you the end of the world. I go to Walmart. I buy a shoe called Athletic Works. It comes in blue, red, and black. Walter, $8.99. Not that I don't know what the so-called good life is. The Skechers, what else is that? The Vans, Converse, New Balance. These shoes are the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn, but they don't have the logo stitched to them. And so you are frowned upon when you go to exercise. It's absolutely insane. You see these people coming in. I see them at the gym all the time. They have these bags. The bags have the logo on it. The shirt has some kind of message emblazoned on it or some kind of branding on it. Enough already. Get to the gym, do the exercise.
Well,
you've had a major accomplishment, and leave.
Yeah,
That's it.
No, the real news here, Gary, is that you actually have gone to the gym, that you actually go to the gym.
I didn't talk about the number here, but
there's no numbers. All right, we've got more to discuss with you coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. These are the breaking stories we have. We're working off a radio host cheat sheet tonight because last week I made the mistake of just doing one topic for 3 hours. That was stupid. I know, Gary, it was stupid. 888-688-WALT is my number. 888-688-WALT. We're with Gary Arnell, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
I love Stamps.com because I am a small business owner. I've owned a small business most of my career. And there's no bigger waste of time than me going to the post office or sending an employee to the post office, because what happens? We get distracted. We go get ice cream. We go get fried chicken. And the result is that a project that should be 20 minutes is an hour and 20 minutes, but I'm paying for that because I own the business. And then when you get to the post office, they don't always have what I need. Now with Stamps.com, is an online company that allows me to get all of the services of the post office right at my desk. What they have done is figured out how to print real postage out of your computer printer. Your computer printer can now print any type of postage you may need, including priority mail. And by using the promo code Walter at stamps.com, you get 20% off priority mail, and you get 5 cents off each first-class stamp. There's no other way you're going to get a discount from U.S. postage. If you go to the post office, you think they're going to give you a discount? You think you're going to show them a coupon to give you a discount? That isn't going to happen. But you can get it at stamps.com. All the services of the post office, postage, priority mail, and a free postage scale from stamps.com. The free postage scale isn't one of those squeaky spring scales that you get at a stationery store. This is a beautiful electronic scale that plugs right into your computer and gives you accurate rate on your postal packages. Stamps.com, put in promo code Walter. Stamps.com. I am so proud that 4Hymns loves Sterling on Sunday, because 4Hymns is an online company that makes products just for guys. And guys love these products. But the one that guys like the most is the little blue pill, the generic form of the little blue pill. And what is that pill? It's a pill that enables your guy to have an erection whenever he wants. Isn't that the gift we all want for Valentine's Day? It's what we pray for. It's what we light candles for. And now he can have it at a reasonable price. It's a good Valentine's gift. forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. A prescription for the little blue pill can only be given after a conversation with the real doctor, who will determine if it's right for him. You get it in a nice package mailed to you. forhims.com. Promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday, no donation is too small.
888-688-WALT, live on a Sunday night. There's Phil listening on KXNT, giving Bella a bath. I love the photograph, Phil. Thank you. Glenn listening on KARN in Little Rock. Yes, yes, there we are. How about that? And, yes, Beryl Kravitz, thank you for the great picture of you and your doggy and your alleged husband. I appreciate it. 888-688-WALT. Gary Arnell, I'm going to reveal something to you now as a radio dog that I think will make you very jealous and possibly violent.
I am ready.
I'm speaking to you on an RCA 77.
I heard that earlier tonight. After taking a mild sedative, because yes, I'm a radio junkie, not big on the technical side, but enough to know about that microphone. Yes. I needed to actually come down. I'm not kidding you. I needed to come down a level, because Sterling on that kind of a microphone, that is orgasmic, man. That is just tremendous.
I think the last time they made one of these was probably in 1970. And what's amazing is that it works.
Yeah.
And it works in my mixer and processor. I didn't need to get a special adapter or anything.
No.
Because it is a very low input mic. Now, Gary, you're always whining about things, but the fact is you just got off a cruise.
Yeah, I did. It was really, really great. It was in the Caribbean, and I was there with my wife. And one of the things that I learned, Walter, was I went down. She likes to hang out on the balcony. I like to intermingle with people. So I get down, and I go into the hot tub, and there's a lot of Canadians on there, a lot of Europeans on there. And we inevitably do not want to talk politics because we're on vacation, but somehow it evolved, of course, into that. But and then, of course, getting the Canadian view on the American political landscape is pretty interesting itself. But I got to tell you, I get on this ship, and I swear to myself an allegiance that I'm going to behave myself
with the ingesting of food on this trip. This is like taking an alcoholic and putting him or her in a liquor store and saying, try to behave yourself all week. Now, depending on where they are with their lives, they might be able to do that. Well, I go in and I eat like fruits and vegetables and salad at the buffet and all of that other stuff. Walter, by that night, we went out of Fort Lauderdale. The water got a little rough. The rest of the trip was great. St. Martin, St. Thomas, Princess Cay was really beautiful. But because I had overeaten to such an extent, that, and I had Dramamine, baby, I overdosed on it, but between the overeating and the activity on the high seas, I promptly went to my balcony cabin, closed the drapes, got in the bed, and just stayed there for about 5-6 hours till it all calmed down. But did I learn my lesson? No. The rest of the week, I kept eating and eating, felt horrible. And then when we disembarked on Sunday, I said to myself when it was Friday, Arnell, try to give yourself one day of a come down so you can say the one day was successful. Saturday comes, Walter. I have a terrific, healthy breakfast. Lunch is good. Go to the dining room. They have beef medallions and lobster. What do? They're pretty good, low carbohydrate and all that stuff. I ask the waiter, because I'm giving him a handsome tip, I ask the waiter, can you bring me another dish of the beef medallions and another lobster tail? I just couldn't believe that I had no control. Zero control. That was it. That was the whole week, but it was a beautiful week. Well, and you should have seen the look that he gave me when I asked for an extra plate of beef medallion. It was not good. Not good.
Well, Gary, that's a terrible story. Now, I will be in Philadelphia next weekend, I think.
Yes.
And if that's the case, will you come to WPHT, Talk Radio 1210, and join me live?
Yes, because I'm working out my itinerary as we speak right now, and I called several people. I will be there, Walter. I absolutely will be there.
Your itinerary must be brutal. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for being with us, Gary Arnell. I'm Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-WALT. I'm getting great photographs from Jim Kardashian and hopefully from Mr. Sneakers and Beryl Kravitz and Glenn and Phil and Fran. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. If you would like to take a snap of what you're looking at right now, that would be great because you can see me right now on the Facebook stream. That's right. There's a live video of me on the Facebook stream. There's really nothing very exciting. I advise radio stations to not stream their talk shows live because I can't look like what you imagine. Good or bad, I can't look like what you imagine. The studio is never going to look like what you imagine. Therefore, I've been clear with you up front. This is a laundry room. I'm broadcasting from a laundry room. Then I realized that tomorrow is Martin Luther King's birthday. That's the three-day weekend. And I am glad that we finally decided to give Martin Luther King the respect he deserves with a federal holiday. However, that means my kids are home for another day, usually attached to a professional day at the public schools. I don't want my kids home another day because it means I have to spend entertainment money on them. They're going to hang around and make a mess. And if I say to them, tell me if this isn't true. You know, you need to clean up after yourself, guys. You have to clean up after yourself. You know what they're going to say? I have homework. Well, a minute ago they didn't have homework, but now they have homework. Seems very unfair. It's just you and me on a beautiful Sunday night. You know, it's a real winter night. This is our first real winter we've had all year. And thank you, Georgie Ann Brown, Frank Cohn, Ken Forbes, Jennifer Heint, Edie Valdez. I have the best listeners in the world. Now, if you would like to get your Midnight Misfit membership card and finally belong to something, that would be great. All you have to do is go to Walter M. Sterling, waltermsterling.com, and go to Midnight Misfits, go to that tab, and download it, and we're good. That's all you have to do. It's free. You don't have to order it. It isn't going to arrive in the mail. That's not a possibility. All right, my number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT.
A Kansas man has asked an Iowa judge to let him engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife and her attorney in a trial by combat that will settle their ongoing legal dispute.
It's true. This guy wanted to have a fight with a sword with his ex-wife. Now, if this was a gay married couple, would that take on a whole different meaning? Sword fight. Would that take on a whole different meaning, or is this the deal? And he was serious. He wanted to duel his wife to the death. It gets better. It turns out that in most states, including Kansas, there is no law against it. They just forgot to write the law that you can't have a sword fight with somebody. But because it's legal in Kansas, the man has said, can we have a sword fight? Now, I would guess that KMBZ, our affiliate in Kansas, our affiliate in Kansas City, Missouri, has already contacted these people, and they're going to have the fight, or they're going to stage something. That would be my guess. But you see, this is how I feel. I feel if you're at that point in your life where you have to have a sword fight with your ex-wife, everything's gone horribly wrong. But what I never hear, from either side, I'll hear, my wife was terrible, he was horrible to me, my husband was awful and terrible to me. And they always say, this other person was awful and terrible to you. But the fact is, you chose them. I have never heard anybody in the throes of a divorce say, you know what, this was my fault. I had a chance to marry somebody else, and I didn't. I married this guy. I married this woman. I have never heard a potential divorcee say, you know what, this is my fault. I chose the wrong person. Now they want to have a sword fight. It's amazing. Did you guess who this was yet? Did you guess who this was? This is irony up the wazoo.
But if I don't get getting home, I'm going to be grounded until I'm in college.
Yeah, I better get going too, Liz.
Alyssa Milano. It's Alyssa Milano. You know, Me Too, Ms. Me Too. She put out a video when she was a teenager called Team Steam. Teen Steam. She put out a video called Teen Steam, and all it is her in skimpy outfits for 90 minutes. Well, are we having a good time? This is a pretty unusual radio show, I think you'll agree. Coming up in just seconds, I've got Lesbians in Space for You and part two of Florida Stories. It's a full show, and I have a live video stream. I'm waving at you now. Go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling, and you can see my live video stream. We have so much going on, and I have a podcast. Oh, God, please go to the podcast and download it. The podcast is called Midnight Misfits, because that's what you and I are. Midnight Misfits. Go to your favorite place for podcasts and download it. We're having a good time tonight, right? 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Winter is returning for most areas this week, knowing that we've already had heavy snow out west and the heavy lake effect snow bands for the Great Lakes. But this time, the cooler air will feel very cold, especially to parts of the south. New Pacific system comes ashore later tonight, spreading inland Tuesday over the Pacific Northwest, while deep Gulf moisture will be drawn northward over the southern plains. By Wednesday, rain over East Texas, ice Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, snow Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. By Thursday, rain expands into the Mid-South, snow into the Great Lakes, but it's moving very slowly. And by Friday, rains for the Carolina coast, ice Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, snow wrapping around back to the plains. Winter's impact mid to late week. And if you've got business travel plans, you'll want to pay extra attention to your local forecast. Make sure you have a trusted source for info. And you can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras?
about winner takes all? I mean, it's going to be pretty hard to get that one. Fine. I'm going to go first.
No, I want to go first.
No, I want to go first.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Ugh. Deal. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Aha!
Okay, go already. Hurry up.
I'm going to take my turn. I'm going to take my sweet time.
Get out of here.
Hi, Bella. I was just wondering, is there anything I can help you with?
Oh, no, I think I'm fine. If you guys just want to hang out in the other room, I'll only be like another hour, and you can help yourself to anything in the fridge.
You're so sweet.
Thank you.
You're so, so, so pretty, too.
Thank you, Bella. You are so pretty as well.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space
who wear sports bras.
All right, it's Sterling on Sunday. It's just you and me in the cab, the 18-wheeler, in that car. It's just us. This is the best time to be on the radio. I don't know why anybody would want to be on in morning drive. I'd have a lot of trouble with that. Well, this is a new milestone for Sterling on Sunday. Finally, the Adult Video Awards has given a prize to somebody I know. The Adult Video Awards, the AVNs, have given an award to a friend of mine named Ferrell Hirsch. Ferrell Hirsch, what did you win the AVN for?
Oh, it's better than you've even led up to. I am now, or I guess as of this Saturday, I will be a member of the Hall of Fame.
Wow. Where is the AVN Hall of Fame? Where is the AVN Hall of Fame?
It exists in a place so magnificent, so phantasmagorical that it cannot be I don't know. It's they run your name across the screen and then you're in. That's how it works.
Wow. So what's it for?
Well, I think I'm probably the only person in my category. I was certainly not a performer in porn movies. I was not a director or a writer or a producer. But for many years, I ran radio stations on satellite radio, XM, Sirius XM, for Playboy, for Spice Channel. We have one called Playboy en Español, also for Vivid. So for 15 years, I was the only person, and probably the only person in history, who's ever run porn radio stations. And so, they lowered the barriers to entry, and I'm a Hall of Famer.
Well, Farrell, you're a good guy. Now, what exactly is the title that you've won? What does it say?
I don't know that I get a plaque or a trophy or a certificate. I get a free ticket to the award show. I just got a call last week saying we're inducting you into the AVN Hall of Fame. So well, I think my title would be AVN Hall of Famer.
That's fantastic. Now, people might think that conducting radio stations that discuss pornography all the time is a joyful job. But I sat in a few meetings with your talent, and I didn't think you had a particularly joyful job. I thought there was the opportunity for fun, but it was a really hard job because their skill set was both remarkable and very different.
Well, their skill set and their experience really didn't coincide with radio. And when you talk about me being a nice guy and being modest, I will tell you that we probably would not have succeeded those years as fabulously as we did without your help. That's one of the things I'm proudest of is that, we took Playboy, for instance. Playboy was probably the world's most visual medium, most visual brand, and we took it into the world's least visual medium of radio, and we did it with people who had never hosted radio in their life. There wasn't anybody on. Well, there was one person on that station who had ever a morning show host who had ever done radio before, and we were on 24/7 live, and it was a hit. People loved it.
It was a hit. People did love it because every guy and some women have an endless ongoing fantasy about the opportunity just to talk to a playmate. And you and I had a funny exchange that I hope you've forgotten that went like this. So here's this guy running the Playboy Channel, on Playboy Radio, which was housed at or near Playboy, wasn't it? You were in L.A., you were in the Valley,
Yeah. You
were at the epicenter of porn, and you were being managed all the time, both by the serious people and by people at Playboy. And
Yes. What
I thought, so one day, because I'm such a genius, and I had done this before, I had one of my friends in life is Bob Weinstein, which is not Harvey. And
right.
Bob and I went to school together, and that's how I know Bob. And Bob is not Harvey. Anyway, one day I'm at lunch with Bob, and he mentions a movie, and I say, well, you know, that was a good movie, Bob, but I think this and this and this about that movie. I'm not so sure. And he said, well, no, you really have to consider this and this and this about the movie. And I started to argue with Bob Weinstein about making movies. And I had to catch myself and go, oh, gee, I'm sorry. I'm arguing with Bob Weinstein about making a movie. I'm sorry. I'll shut up. And then a little while later, I'm at lunch with the television executive, the genius Fred Silverman. And I'm starting to argue with Fred Silverman about a TV show. And I caught myself. I said, I am arguing with Fred Silverman about a TV show. I'm sorry. And he looked at me and went, that's all right, that's all right. And then one day I'm talking to you, Farrell Hirsch, head of the Playboy Channel, and I started to come up with ideas on how Playboy could market the Playmates.
Yeah.
And you said to me, Walter, I think we're pretty good at marketing Playmates. And I was like, oh my God, I told the head of Playboy Radio how to market Playmates. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. These are the traps I fall into. Now, tell me about, coming up in just seconds, you have written a spectacular, amazing book, Farrell Hirsch. Now, listen, don't buzz out just because I said he's got a book. This is some book. You want to hear these stories. That's coming up for you in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, where do you need a Blink security camera? Over a million Blink customers use their cameras in really smart ways, like helping protect deliveries till they get home, or to sleep better when traveling, knowing your Blink cameras are helping keep the family safe. How about alerting you when the kids get home from school? Or sending a Blink camera to grandparents to help them stay safe? Blink indoor, outdoor cameras are motion activated. When they detect something, you get an alert on your Blink smartphone app with a video clip. And the Blink XT2 two-way talk feature lets you speak to the person from your smartphone. Get away from there! Get away from there! They're wire-free, setup-fast, system start at just $79.99. So where do you need a Blink camera? Visit blinkprotect.com/Walter. blinkprotect.com/Walter. Also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa. The products that I put on my body, I need them to be safe, not allergic. I don't want any trouble with anything I put on my body. But I was sick and tired of aches and pains. Like, why do I deserve aches and pains? And I looked on the internet for products that would remove the aches and pains. And you know what I found? I found CBD products. CBD products are products distilled from the hemp plant and purified in a way that we can use them. And I get mine from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. You go to their website, they have dozens of different products, all helpful. I put them on my thumbs and on my feet, and the pain doesn't go away. It goes away instantly. And now I talk to these CB Distillery people. I said, listen, my audience is very special and deserves a discount. And they got you a 20% discount by entering the promo code WALTER. 20% discount. Promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com. Get rid of your pain. Every email I get gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And please, God, download my podcast. That seems to be all that matters. Midnight Misfits at iTunes. Farrell Hirsch is my buddy. He's the only person I know who's won an adult video award. Never took off his clothes. No one would want that. And yet, he has written a compelling book. Tell us about your book, Farrell.
Thanks, Walter. The book is actually called 50 Things I Learned from Messing Up in Front of Celebrities, and it's available on Amazon.com. Just type in my name or the title, and it's all these crazy stories, because before I was in radio, I used to produce award shows, and before that, I used to write and produce on Broadway. And so I've had a lot of these crazy stories, but I do want to say this. Every story has a moral. There are encounters with celebrities, and I'm the idiot. In every story, I'm the one who messes up, and I figure I'm going to write one book in my life, and I don't want to be a book of outing people as jerks. There was one exception, I'll tell you, though, because I didn't want to ruin anybody's reputation. But there was one guy that I felt, no matter what I said, I probably wouldn't ruin his reputation. That was Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to think less of him because he was rude to me one day.
So tell us a story from your book.
Oh, the Cosby story? Sure.
Just any story from your book.
Any story from the book. You know what? The Lisa Kudrow story always seems to hit people because Lisa and I knew each other in high school, and I had moved out to California. She was trying to be an actor, and she wasn't getting any work, and I had written a play, and we had a chance to go off Broadway with it. She had an audition for this stuff and TV show. I said, Lisa, come with me to Broadway. She goes, no, I have a new agent and manager, and we have a plan. I'm going to be the wacky neighbor on a sitcom. I said, no, wacky neighbor on a sitcom is what you do when you fail. I'm offering you a chance of success, and you're passing it up for the option of potential failure. You got to come with me. And, of course, 2 years later, she's on Friends. And again, the moral of the story is she and her agent and her manager had a well-thought-out plan. She didn't succeed by accident. She had a plan, and she worked hard at it, and she kept her nose to the grindstone, and she kept her eyes on the prize. And to me, that's a good lesson. She's the first person I ever knew who had that sort of vision of her future and made it happen exactly the way she said it would. And I remain a great admirer of hers for that.
Farrell Hirsch, what's the name of your book?
The name of the book is What I Learned from 50 Celebrities by Messing Up in Front of Them.
Say it again.
50 Things I Learned from Celebrities. Oh, no, it's actually What I Learned from 50 Celebrities by Messing Up in Front of Them.
I'm going to put it on my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. I'll put the link. Do you want me to link it to Amazon or someplace else?
No, Amazon's the best place because I'm 120. I'm going to tell you the big secret. I'm 126 copies of the book away from getting a giant bonus from my publisher.
Wow.
So I called her yesterday and said, I'm going to be on the Walter Sterling Show. I think we're going to hit that bonus. Start saving your money.
Now, you mentioned that you were you a Broadway producer or performer?
Oh, I was never a performer. I wrote and produced and arranged some financing for some shows on Broadway.
All right. Now I have a question. One of the best-kept secrets in the world seems to be, what do Broadway stars get paid? You know, if you're a Matthew Broderick and you're doing that show every day, that's a big commitment of time. The movies pay notoriously well. What do these Broadway stars get paid?
Oh, wow. It's all over the map. I will say what a lot of people find shocking is that the highest paid performer in the history of Broadway, of all people, was Jerry Lewis in a performance of Damn Yankees or a run of Damn Yankees, got to be 20, 25 years ago. And nobody's topped it yet. But there's a...
Well, how much was that? How much was it?
He was getting $1 million a week.
No. How did they finance that? Where did that money come from?
Well, when you think it through, if you've got 3,000 seats at 100, say easy math, $100 per seat, 8 performances a week, sure, it's possible.
All right.
But it's deficit financing, because when you bring Jerry Lewis in, the idea is to have a hit. And if you have a hit, Jerry Lewis leaves in 4 months, you pay the next guy $800 a week, but the ticket sales continue to go on because you've got a hit. If you don't get past that threshold where you're a hit, you're doomed, and you lose everything.
So for the producers, correct, what would those guys get paid?
Oh, those guys had a different deal. Those guys had a percentage of gross. They probably got next to nothing in show business terms, probably 10 grand a week plus a percentage of the door. So those guys were probably making, I'm going to guess 300 a week each.
300,000 a week.
300 a week. Yeah.
So they did fine.
Yeah, well, it was, at that point, the most popular show in the history of Broadway. So the stars of it should do fine.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And what would the producer make?
If you're the original lead producer on the producers, ironically, you're not going to make a penny until you clear it into profit territory, and then you get a percentage of the profit.
Right.
But for the rest of your life, whenever that show is produced anywhere, anytime, you'll be getting a paycheck. Even if you have nothing to do with it.
It's the nicest deal in the world. All right, Farrell Hirsch, that's a good story. What's the name of your book again?
50 Things I Learned by... What I Learned from 50 Celebrities by Messing Up in Front of Them. I keep saying that name wrong.
You keep messing up on my show.
I'm intimidated, man. You're the best.
Oh, yeah. You're intimidated. please tell me your daughter's doing well.
My daughter is thriving like you would not believe. But while you're on the subject, by the way, tennis player, dancer, she's 13, eighth grade, she's great. I called in a few minutes early. Was that your daughter I heard talking about, like, sword fights and things?
No. That was a reporter.
A
reporter. I have 3 daughters, 7, 14, and 17, and they're always speaking, and my life's a living hell.
mine is joy. My daughter is just a bundle of happiness. Happiest kid you'd ever see.
All right, Farrell Hirsch, thank you very much. Thanks for being on Sterling on Sunday. Well, we had a giant show. This was the type of show that I normally do. I don't know what I was thinking last week, imagining I could carry one topic for 3 hours. No one can do that unless there's some catastrophic event. And for some reason, you and I didn't really view the Prince Harry abdicating as enough to carry us for 3 hours. But tonight, man, I nailed it. James Montag and I, we nailed it. We got everything done we needed to do. Please remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.